The Steve Gruber Show, American Values with Midwestern Common Sense.
Well, here's a story you probably won't hear many places, that's for sure. Jamel Moore, a 26-year-old male prostitute, died of a meth overdose at a West Hollywood home of a high-profile Democratic donor, Ed Buck. That, according to the L.A. County Coroner's Office, Moore, who was 27, died on July 27th. Coroner's now ruling that Jamel's death an accident, but his distraught mother, Letitia Nixon, believes there's a cover-up going on. Jamel's death occurred just hours after he left his family in Texas to join Ed Buck at his Los Angeles home. Buck had reportedly bought the airplane ticket for the unemployed Moore, who started doing sex work to make money. This according to BizPak Review, by the way. Nixon said one of his sons, also a male escort, said Buck, a major donor to Hillary Clinton, had requested his company, shall we say. This being investigated, it's one of those stories that's just getting a lot of attention on social media this morning. Here's one of the other stories that popped up while I was away, and I want to get into this in depth because there's a new camp. I got that. There's a new camp in San Francisco, California, that caters to transgender students from 4 years of age and on up. 4 years and on up. We'll talk about that. But first, we're going to go to Jennifer on the hotline. Jennifer, how are you, my dear?
Well, welcome back. I've missed you.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that.
I hope you had a lovely time.
It was lovely. Thank you very much. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind, you know, to me, respect is not given freely. It's supposed to be earned. We have politicians up there that have lied to us consistently. They're not there for our welfare or the nation's welfare or for the well-being. They're there for political power, gain, and money. We have to get rid of them. There is a time now that we have this great opportunity through emails, through letters, through phone calls, through everything, to bombard these politicians, these hacks, with our anger over what's going on in this country. We have people like John McCain, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, and Chuckie Schumer that need to all be kicked out because their interest is not in us. It's not in this nation. It's not for our well-being. It's for their own political power and money. The other thing is, people, remember John McCain's response after he dumped the opportunity to get rid of, hopefully, Obamacare? You're paying a price. I'm paying
We're
a price.
All paying
you may
a price.
Not be sick this year, but you don't know what is in store for you next year. John McCain is receiving pristine treatment, pristine doctors. You will not. It's time for us to get off our duff, support this president, and let those two-bit politicians know that they have to support President Trump. We're heading into a very dangerous time right now, and you sure don't want another Obama up there bowing to all these other entities.
I agree with that.
I guess that's about all I have to say, but I am so disgusted. I can't begin to tell you.
Welcome back, Jennifer. Great to have you here. As always, the hotline number, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. 66. Matt standing by to discuss North Korea and what we should do there. Matt, welcome to the conversation.
Hey, welcome back, Steve. I want to say that just not with North Korea, but the whole thing, I think, boils down to Trump is not kicking the can down the road like these politicians have done for years. He's picking it up, looking at it, and saying, this is a problem we need to solve. And they do not want to do that. They're trying to keep the game going. And I think that that's the problem that they're having is we got to repeal the Republicans to repeal Obamacare now.
You know what? That's where I have arrived. because you have so many weak-willed Republicans that are not, well, as Jennifer said, they're not in it for us. They're in it for themselves. They're in it, you know, for their own political advancement, their own careers. And therein lies the problem. And here's where I have been talking about today. Yeah, for those that don't realize what the Americans voted for, and here's what America voted for. We voted for repealing Obamacare. We voted for tax reform. We voted for sovereignty by way of border security, immigration reform, real immigration reform. Although immigration reform might not be needed, what we need is to enforce the immigration laws we already have on the books. These are things that America voted for, clearly, in November of 2016. Anybody that fails to deliver on these things should be subjected to a primary challenge and should be subjected to being voted out of office. America is angry. And the one thing that the Hillary Clinton campaign never understood, and Democrats still don't seem to understand, is that there is this anger in this country. And then I see a poll yesterday. This is how far they're willing to go to hang on to power. I saw a poll yesterday where Democrats, more than 35% of Democrats, believe it's perfectly appropriate for illegal aliens to vote. Now, I'm sorry, what planet are you on that you believe it's okay for illegal aliens to vote? They are not citizens. They do not have a stake in the outcome of what's going on, and yet there are these people that believe that illegal aliens... Now, what is that about? It's pretty simple what it's about. It's about buying votes. Hey, you know what? If you vote for us, we'll give you this and this and this. Hey, let's let the illegal aliens vote. It's also the Democrats that said the voting age should be lowered to 15 or 16. Now, why is that? Because young people tend to be far left of center. People become more conservative as they get older. All measures to rig the system. It's not high science. Hotline number 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Back after this.